I'm Jason.
And I'm Katrina.
And welcome to the Sipcast.
See what we did there?
Yeah, it's like a podcast, but related to itself.
And just like with relatives, sometimes things get a little inappropriate.
And racist.
Yeah, usually.
Not necessarily for children.
Or really adults.
Yeah, never mind. I'm gonna bail.
Okay, bye.
See y'all.
What's up?
Shit.
How you doing? Bringing it round town. What? I'm sorry.
Born ready, son.
Son? I know. I went to send it to you and like little asterisk.
Ready as in I had to be put in an incubator.
Because I wasn't
was
quite
born
cooked all the way. Yay.
Undercooked, son.
I know, I wrote son in all caps and I was like, wait, he's not my son and I'm not yelling at him. So I'm like, okay, I'll put it in the little asterisk. I'll be like, son. And then it just made it bold. I didn't know that.
Yeah, I don't know why. I don't know what the point of that is because, like,
I don't want that
to happen.
Why would you go through so much trouble to bold something? Like, that's yelling, but, like, making it way blacker, I think. I don't know.
Yeah, historically, no one has ever been like, I want this to be bold, so I'll put little sparklies on the other side of it.
I guess next time I'm
going
to have
to, like,
asterisk space sun. Space asterisk sun. That way people get, like people like you get my meaning. Okay, here's the deal. So I made sure in our interim since the last time we simcasted wink I made sure to go check out that Beyonce Formation SNL video. It's pretty spectacular. Yeah. The whole skit is hilarious. It's like a drama. It's all in the voice of from like the trailer for The Purge. It's like the day the world found out Beyonce turned black and they're like, well, she's black. And then they're all freaking out, and it's like mass chaos and like a pop-up of lipstick.
Oh, yeah, I remember ignoring that, those visuals. No.
Well, anyhow. It was pretty good. The one towards the end, Adie Bryant walks in to her daughter's room and goes, honey, what are you listening to? And she goes, Beyonce's new song. And she goes, oh, my God. And then the black... the big black lady that's in the new Ghostbusters movie, she goes, what are you doing? That's my daughter. Your daughter's over there on the bed. You invite us over here for a play date, remember? And she's like, oh, thank God. And she goes, what does that mean? There's a lot of really funny parts of that. Because she's like, the younger black lady on SNL is like, I'm black, Amy, or whatever. And she's like, no, you're not. She's like, yes, I am. She's like, and so's that guy over there. She goes, I know, he's black. They hit a lot of really good ones on that one. Those white people.
Yeah, every
they
now and then they do
know.
All right. No, they don't. Those white people.
They just don't know. It's kind of
them whites.
Kind of the way they are. I don't know why I bolded that, but I did.
Those types. Don't fire until you see the whites of their skin. And then it's just a bunch of British people shooting at mirrors. That's got to be 7 decades bad luck at least.
Seven decades, motherfuckers. I'm sorry, that's
you goddamn motherfuckers. Sons of bitches.
So anyway, I did see the video and I saw the SNL skit. I like them both. Just because I don't have hot sauce in my swag bag, that doesn't mean I can't like her song. Yes!
I heard things about Red Lobster, too. Apparently that place had a surge in business.
Did they really?
Then it was, like, discovered that they have crappy, non-real food. Yeah.
Oh.
I guess because Red Lobster was a lyric in one of Beyonce's songs, and that goes to show you, like, that reinforces that puppy monkey baby.
yeah.
That retarded thing, because it was just, it's really like Beyonce's Red Lobster reference and puppy monkey baby are the same thing. It's just dumb people hearing sounds and repeating them. That's all that is. You people should be ashamed. Everybody who visited Red Lobster who was like, oh, I'm thinking about lobsters now. Go eat a pizza.
Oh my goodness,
instead.
Red Lobster, honestly. I went there and I hated it. I hated how much butter. I hated how much salt and seasoning. And one of our lobsters, it was like we got like a king crab and it was half frozen. God, I was so pissed. I'm like, this is not what I want for my Midwest dinner. You know, nowhere near water.
So these sea creatures here are not fresh in the middle of this landlocked territory.
Mother Jackers?
I want something that has never been frozen. I want it to crawl on my table and die so that I may eat it.
Well, that should make me feel fresh, and that's not what I'm about. That's not my story. So
yeah,
it didn't line up.
Well,
and I was pretty pissed.
More like red lobster turds.
ain't just, nothing more true.
Just lopping turds.
Woo.
Yeah, lopping. I was pondering the reason it came up. I was asking. I don't remember. I don't know. I must have heard the name, and that's why I was thinking about it. But I was wondering what it's like to work at a seafood restaurant. Like, I wonder if it's like barnacle-y and stuff. Like, you know how seagoing people are weird and crusty.
Yeah,
like if you work for a few years and like a red lobster, like because you're like picking up like arachnid tails all day, mm-hmm. and just like they're like cockroaches. You're just like. It's this weird exoskeleton creature that you're cooking instead of this other stuff. It's a whole different, like, system of making food. And I just wonder, it's like, what kind of a toll does that take on, like, a 16-year-old just mm-hmm. trying to, you know, make his way, his, her way, make Ha-way.
Ha-way.
Ha-way through Yahweh. We're all trying to make Ha-way through Yahweh.
I was gonna try to bring up some lyrics from my new favorite song by none other than ha, obviously my
him
favorite.
Ha ya and her
him he yawire
and hey yeah malware that could be another name malware. I think there was another one yeah. like oh lanyard and malware.
Oh yeah, we brought that up here.
If I have any other cats, I'm gonna name them lanyard and malware.
Well, we're gonna
meow-ware.
Hold you to it.
Yeah. Meowware, he just invades you with spam, infiltrates your shit.
Well,
and shits.
And Missy Elliott, obviously, we know she's like my favorite.
Yeah, she was the original mixer upper of Buslabbles.
Yes, she were. Anyway. In her newest song, Pep Rally, she talked about it like for like a real quick hot minute at the Super Bowl. And I looked it up. I bought it immediately. Why? Of course. And
what?
Her new song, Pep Rally. And in it, she says, turn it up or turn it round like potato salad. I really like that lyric. I thought that was very good.
I don't know what that means.
You whip it like a potato salad.
Oh. Oh.
And that's how you... I guess that's how you get sexy?
Yes. From what I understand, making potato salad is what is done in place of intercourse now.
Right. So she says, bounce, biggity bounce, biggity biggity bounce, bounce. Where are my clappers at, stomp? Now rock with it, you know, stuff like that.
Very few of those were even words.
You can make up ones, like, when you're her, then.
Mm-hmm. Now, do white people get to do that also?
I got a nice round woo, like a watermelon. She's talking about her butt. She has a great-sized back.
I would never have guessed.
Uh-huh. I'm trying to find
I would just
line
assume
about...
she was talking about her father's assets or something.
Or something. Rockin' not stopping, bend over, go ahead, touch your toes. Now let your bottom scrape the flows.
I would like to see like a white Victorian style,
yes.
like the same way Freddy Krueger's a rapper now, like have some like maybe Maria Bamford
could be
Victorian and she could rap, but she could be like an old
so
school
proper.
Hoe, just
yeah.
rapping about like all of, you know, her family's assets and how her they come from wealth and how many steeds they have acquired mm-hmm. and that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. You have to talk about like your wealth, yeah. Oh, here it is.
The number of chickens that it takes to feed just your servants each day.
Here's the thing. Her raps get real. And that's what makes us feel like we're really tuned in to like the Victorian. Like, yeah, it gets really real. I found the part. It says, "Merkin' and workin', yeah, this be a pep rally. Kickin', kick it, you better move, Ellen. I'm about to whip it like potato salad." Oh, yeah. Now get your groove back.
Check it out. If you just put a vomit sound at the beginning of that, it turns it all on its side. A Pepto-Bismol rally.
Oh!
You spin like potato salad.
Oh!
And then they'll, like, mention shellfish later, along with, you know, the Red Lobster. And just be like, yeah, this song's about puking and food poisoning.
Clappers that stomp. Clappers that
it's not very sexy
clappers
yet.
Clappers that stomp. Yeah, I'm just saying.
All the clap. Too. Yeah, it doesn't really help anymore. Now everything just becomes bastardized. Instead of having sex, now you feel ill.
Uptown, downtown, everywhere we get down, it's about to go down. Are you ready? On your mark, get set, let's go.
I'd like to start going through all the raps. Like, go through Kanye West songs and put strategically placed farts.
We need to do that. What else are we going to do?
Change it into indigestion. Well, I mean, in order to do that, I would have to listen to his music. That's the problem. That's the catch 22. I can't do that.
Also, did you hear this? Kanye tweeted about how he's $53 million in debt and he needs everyone to pray for him right now.
Are you serious?
Yeah, he literally tweeted it.
That's not... That can't be real.
Well, he literally tweeted it. So.
Is this that thing where, like, Donald Trump didn't go bankrupt? Is that kind of, like, inverse thing? Where, like, it actually is the opposite? I don't know what's happening.
Yeah, okay. I'll pull it. You know what I'm going to do?
Kanye West, he's probably just, like, lost a bunch of money. And he's making it up. He's like, I just want $50 million because I'm an asshole.
Well, yeah. He said they fall on hard times.
Oh, yeah. I just saw him. I saw him like inebriated performing on SNL, and I'm supposed to believe that he's having it rough. He spent it on too many extra video cameras on his last weird publicity shoot, probably. I want the cameras most of them to be hidden for all the hidden moments. And there's just like cameras pointed at deviled eggs. Just everywhere. Cameras pointed at empty chairs and deviled eggs.
He said, please pray we overcome, is what he said.
No one sit in that chair. I want to see what happens to that chair the whole night when no one's sitting. Put the deviled egg in the chair. Thank you.
You know, your Kanye West sounds surprisingly white. I don't want to be.
You're welcome. I don't know what he sounds like.
Yeah, you don't. And that's okay. Yeah.
I mean, his mouth looks like he would have a lisp.
Oh, he said...
But I don't think he does.
I write this to you, my brothers, while still $53 million in personal debt. Please pray we overcome. This is my true heart.
No, he misunderstood. It's like one of his purses, personal. He had $53 million robbed from a purse, and he's like, oh, that's some personal debt right there.
Oh, but then like later he said, this is all is fun, all in good feelings. We will all be gone 100 years from now, but what we did, we do to help while we were
here.
Oh,
thank God he'll be gone. Mm-hmm. I thank him for that reminder on this Valentine's Day, that lovely thought that Kanye West will, too, be dead in 100 years. That's heartwarming. Thank you, Kanye West, for reminding us that you are mortal.
Oh, on Sunday, February 14th, West continued the conversation about money, tweeting... Mark Zuckerberg, invest $1 billion into Kanye West ideas.
Whoa.
After realizing he is the greatest living artist and greatest artist of all time.
Wait, what? He said that Mark Zuckerberg gave him $1 billion?
No, he says he needs to.
Can you read that again? Because, like, I was with you and then halfway through it sounded like a history. Like, it started out as a request and then halfway through it turned into history.
I can do it again.
I want to read.
Okay. Mark Zuckerberg... Invest $1 billion into Kanye West ideas after realizing he is the greatest living artist and greatest artist of all time.
Oh, so he's trying to inception Mark Zuckerberg. Kanye West is inceptioning Mark Zuckerberg.
Yeah, you had a baby, now have an inception.
Yeah, you're going to incept it. I'm going to get your mind pregnant.
That tickles.
Yeah, that's pretty pathetic. I mean, I feel like Zuckerberg
I'm printing something.
Aren't there dumber people who have more billions? Like, he should just go hit up one of those oil
Trump.
Tycoons.
He's
like,
for president.
Literally, he should Trump, or he should Dennis Rodman somebody, you know, become a wealthy foreign magnate's pet.
Another country. Yeah.
They really like black people in other countries. Like, they can export themselves now.
I just printed things, and because I didn't have the tray out, all my papers fell on the floor.
Nice.
That's embarrassing.
That's very embarrassing. You should be embarrassed. I'm embarrassed for you.
I am very embarrassed.
I am so sorry.
I will kill myself in your honor.
in your honor, I will kill another.
I will cut myself in half. For your shame.
For your entertainment.
So much shame.
I am so sorry.
I will a pepper cut myself.
I did not mean to bring that here.
I feel like him, ha, hey, her, printer. Mm-hmm. A printer. Mm-hmm. If anybody doesn't like any of the other aforementioned pronouns, printer.
Kanye West, in his newest song, says that he had sex with a bitch, Taylor Swift, and her people are so mad. Yeah.
Well, I mean, the dude, he's not even saying anything. He's just saying inflammatory things about his enemies.
So bad.
Well, they were already feuding because he's a dick toward her all the time. And, I mean, mm-hmm. She responded, like, I don't know. I think it's all. Well, this is like Andy Kaufman and that wrestler.
Fans are furious with Kanye West.
Yeah, whatever.
Famous lyrics.
It's all trolling. It's just a bunch of trolling.
Is. I mean, people have nothing else to worry about but someone else who can clearly take care of herself.
Well, no, it's trolling. I think that I wouldn't be surprised if Swift's in on it or like because that whole their whole clan.
What he said. He claimed she was in on it, but.
Yeah, it reminds me, like I was saying, of Andy Kaufman and that wrestler. Like, it seems very premeditated because, like, why would Taylor Swift even dignify it with a response by even engaging? All it's doing is drawing her fans into the mix, and she knows that. She's smart. She's a businesswoman. Like, this is all, like, manufactured publicity. I can almost guarantee it. I just can't follow through with that guarantee.
In the song, West raps some questionable things about the 1989 songstress. In quote, I feel like me and Taylor might have sex, he says. I made that bitch famous.
Yeah, whatever. Like Taylor Swift is doing, she's playing the Britney Spears card, like, I'm not that bad about. And it's like, I'm not buying it. She just, like, writes songs about all her boyfriends. That chick is not as innocent as she makes it out to be. I think she's in on this.
My favorite is someone goes, listen here at Kanye West. If anything, at Taylor Swift 13 made you famous, and you really need help being famous because you can't sing worth a
you
crap.
Douche. Well, they're right.
This is my favorite one. Sing. This is all caps.
He doesn't, but he doesn't sing, so what's their point?
Listen. Okay, so this one's all caps. Guys, let's make a list of all the people that at Taylor Swift 13 famous. I'll start. 1, Taylor Swift.
End of list. If anybody hashtags anybody else's name, it's not true.
End of list.
End of list.
Oh, and then someone
it's like
said,
that, that's the
Kanye said
he paralyzed by their
famous.
Own anger, self-righteous then, person. Like,
four emojis.
What? Were you saying something?
That's okay. Kanye's not obsessed with Kim. This dude is obsessed with Taylor Swift.
Yeah, he is.
He's like obsessed with her. Oh my gosh, you guys are like so obsessed with me.
Yeah, they're obsessed in the same way that the Illuminati and the Republicans are obsessed with taking over the world.
Beyonce, in her music video, she mentions the Illuminati. What does that even mean?
Well, the Illuminati are the new Area 51
Jason,
or
what's that?
Area 51. The Illuminati are Illuminothing.
Oh.
Illuminati, an issue. Like, as soon as do you think that that their highly secretive societies are colloquial expressions? That are like 30 years old. The Illuminati has been circulated for decades, this concept. And it's like, sure, there's a bunch of rich dudes trying to take over the world, but you see them on TV. They're right there. They're not secretly hiding anymore. They're just in the open.
Really.
There's no reason to.
And well, again,
they hide in plain sight. Like,
we see
these people, like, they see our politicians as celebrities. So, and like, it segues into Scalia just died. Like, literally, like, he's not a politician, but he's a political figure. And he's not a person to us.
Oh, no, he died.
He's a playing card. Now that he's out of the deck, we can make jokes about him. He's the Joker. We're the Jokers. There are Jokers.
That's funny.
it's like a deck of cards, but with 51 Jokers and one, I don't know what, one Ace, one King. Ace is wild.
Yeah, maybe. Well, like here in her song lyrics formation, Beyonce, she had a two sentence intro and then says, y'all haters corny with that Illuminati mess. Paparazzi catch my fly and make my cocky fresh.
Well, she's just talking about how people are calling her the man, ironically.
Yeah, and she's like, guys, look. Oh, that's in that Formation SNL skit. He goes, they're trying to say that she's a woman and she's black. And he goes, both?
Impossible. How can it be?
It's so impossible. I can just
see some glasses being torn off of faces and what?
Well, and that's what happens is Beyonce slays. There was a meme earlier.
Beyonce Slayer. Oh,
good job, Jeff.
They need to do a collaboration, Beyonce right and Slayer. Now, I would like watch yesterday. The fuck out of that.
Yesterday,
they would get so much crossover from that. Like literally,
so much tail.
Oh, hold on. I'm live tweeting. This is a new bit live tweet.
JC's putting down the pipe and he's live tweeting. See, what? Yeah, listen in, folks.
See, hashtag Beyonce.
You do that while I eat my dried Cheerios still. I'm just
It looks like Beyond Claire. I have to do
They're gluten-free.
B-E-Y-O-N-S-L-A-Y-E-R. Beyond Slayer.
Oh, hashtag. I bet you start it.
Let's see. I got a hashtag Beyonce and... You also put
Beyond Swag. Beyond Swag. Beyond Sway. Beyond Swayer.
Beyond Swagger.
That's a good one. That's a good one. You know what that does? That makes my mimosa taste better.
I'm just, yeah. I don't know why. Just keep it simple. Beyonce and Slayer together. Beyond Slayer.
Welcome, Queen Bee.
Welcome to the new era of sound.
Welcome to the Slay Kingdom.
Yeah. Getting slayed. All right. Well, we're done. We're done with that topic. Clearly. What other kind of notes?
I got notes. Let me tell you about a soccer game I witnessed today. Mm. So one of the best things I ever did was call, and for $77.95 more a month, I could get like a ton of like soccer games. But unfortunately, a little late, I found out that I could also get the NFL Network included in that. Okay, well, that's rude.
The NFL Network? Is that a new kind of...
Network?
It's where they're manufacturing the gloves and all of the...
Yeah, inside, they're insulated with knit.
Mm-hmm. It's all knitted, so it's all hand knitted, and it's the NFL Network.
People don't realize the care that goes into that.
Actually, it is kind of a network if you look at it as like dumb people. Like, I don't know. Football's fun, but it's not a hard sport to follow, like compared to cricket.
Anyway, so I was watching soccer earlier, and it was FC Barcelona versus Celta Vigo or something. I don't know. Anyway, into halftime, first 45, 1-1. Okay? It's pretty close. It's a good game. Second 45 turned into a clinic, a 45-minute clinic, where FC Barcelona with Suarez, Neymar Jr., Messi, literal just geniuses. The passing was insane.
What? Wait, the geniuses at sports? I think that's a misnomer.
Yeah. Anyway, right. Five more goals.
I think Adonis is what you're looking for, probably.
Oh, yeah. Oh, sure. Five more. It was just... The way they did it. They
five more scored a goal.
It's called five more. Scoring one more goal.
So anyway, the end score was 6-1. But the funniest thing was they almost made a mockery of the Celta club. Where in a PK situation for Messi, obviously he's so freaking talented, it's dumb. So he's in a PK situation. He passes it. He like bloop bloop like pretends to mess it up. And passes it to his left. And Suarez steps into the box and takes the shot.
Oh, you're
and everyone's like, that's unprecedented! Yeah, you can't even do that! But then they were looking over the film and they said it's really close. Like, he might have crossed the line, et cetera, et cetera. But they don't have playbacks on soccer games. But what they weren't paying attention to is on the right side of the screen, just as far over the line was the opposing player. Which, therefore, had there been cameras, it would have been good anyway. It was just awesome the way they pulled it off. And to watch such spectacular soccer... Oh, God, I just love having
they
that
gotta
network and
give that,
always having access.
Give that move a name. Like, you know, you had, like, what, Pele or somebody's hand of God or something. You had to give it, like, the foot of Satan or something like that.
Oh, my gosh. The fact that the keeper, it takes them a second. They don't even know what to do because they're expecting an immediate low shot.
Well, they've been trained to just, like, you choose a direction and, like, dive.
Yes. Well,
and then if he like pretends that he
Messi
shanks it.
Messi had taken a free kick earlier that literally he takes it with his left. It bends up and over the wall, down, and then to the right, just past the goalie's fingertips. It's like, what the fuck? It's so good. Mm. It's so good. And so it was just a very good game to watch. It was
That's some fine soccering.
Yes, fine soccering.
Soccery.
I mean, I'm sure it'll be on the highlights, so you could probably catch that, even though, you know, you probably don't have cable or television because you don't have any money.
Got no money.
I've lost all my dollar bills, y'all.
A duck ate them in the park.
Stop. Okay, speaking of money, here's what I'm doing. Apparently, okay, so they always, every year, HGTV, Home and Gardening Network, television, they like to have, they build a dream home, and then you can enter to win it. Well, I'm never going to win that crap. But this year, got a dry Cheerio stuck.
Nice.
Got
that's
it.
Some, that's anyway, some great pod.
That was like legit. I
captured
totally
the shit
it.
Out of that.
Oh, my shit. Anyway, so I, every day, you can enter on hgtv.com and diynetwork.com, and you only have to put in your information once, and then you can just put in your email and enter. And so I've done it on each network twice a day, every
you're
day.
Just machine gun entries.
So I hope that we win.
Well, you don't think you're the only person
the
doing
house,
that.
I'm probably the only one. It's probably like 1.2, the house is like 1.25 mil. It's on the water. And then you win like 200.
That doesn't seem safe.
It doesn't. And then you also win like a car or something. So I'm just hoping I win. And then if I win, I'm going to lend you $5.
Oh. Would you also, Kanye West needs $1 billion.
Oh, shoot. I forgot. I should add him to the list.
I mean, he asked Mark Zuckerberg, so I feel like it would be uncouth for anybody else to give it to him. He specifically pleaded to Mark Zuckerberg.
Yeah, he didn't say, like, Katrina Farrow, if you win. Yeah, I get it.
Like, it's obvious that he knows how financing works. Where you just ask billionaires for money that you can't earn yourself, and that's how you get it. I think that's how that. I think that's how they got. I think that's how Mark Zuckerberg got money.
If
that's
how easy it is, then I'm on the wrong path. Because
I think Mark Zuckerberg hit up like 5 billionaires, and he got like $1 billion from each, and now he's a billionaire.
Oh
and
my gosh,
so,
that guy got so lucky.
So lucky, and so Kanye is just, you know, paying it backward.
Oh my gosh, you want to talk about? Okay, so the other
he's
day,
not paying it forward; he's taking it backward.
That does sound like what Kanye would do.
It's what it sounds like what he does.
Every day. Okay, so speaking of Mark Zuckerberg and Facebook, the other day I was at Vintage Park visiting on Thursday, and we got into the subject of Facebook. And that, like I said, my sprightly little one, Shirley, I just love her. I just love her. And she was talking about how she can keep up with the grandkids and all that. Well, over here, Normal Norma, we say that because there's a tall one, so I call her Tall Normal, and the other one's Normal Norma.
Mm-hmm.
Tall Norma, Normal Norma. There you go. And Larry, they get into it. They're just like, well, Shirley, why do you like Facebook? And then they just start cracking on young people about how dumb they are and how they put everything out there and you're not supposed to post when you go on a cruise. And they're just like, they are so set in their ways. And I was like, holy crap. Like, even old people get super set in their ways and they don't really want to hear any of your stuff. I'm like,
even
well,
old people?
Guys, I... Yeah, even them.
even the people who the phrase were invented to describe. Even them.
Yeah.
Even giraffes have long necks. Even they
yeah,
do.
Yeah, even those guys.
Even zebras
know?
Have stripes, everybody.
Wow.
Even zebras have stripes. They're even they're like immune. Horses with stripes.
Yeah, no one's immune.
Yeah, you just can't. Well, like, if zebras can have stripes, anything can. Especially zebras.
Yeah, the fuck I learned.
Damn.
Wow. So anyway, I was like, well, I use Facebook because it's so much easier for my family and friends who don't live here to see what we're up to, like the pictures. And I always say, you have to ask me why I post all the pictures. They're not for you. Well,
yeah.
It's easier for family. And they're just like, well, I just think people. And I'm like, oh, yeah, I'm not reaching anybody here.
No, really.
Anyway,
like, well,
on to, let's talk about tea.
You gotta like, hit him at the right... you gotta find the right strings, like once again the heart strings. You gotta.
This is
what I would say. I would say
they don't get
okay.
It.
Now I know this word is no longer of any use to you, but do you remember? Excuse me. Do you have written down anywhere that you have an entire closet filled with old photos that used to drag neighbors through in slideshows, and it's a bunch of shit that no one's looking at and hasn't seen for decades.
Why don't you take a hard candy from the jar and sit down and look at some pictures?
Young man, while you're on your delivery run, I have a couple of old photographs
that you might like to sit down?
Peruse.
Well, the funny thing is, Norma, she goes, well, if they want to talk to me and find out what I'm up to, they just need to pick up the phone.
Well, my point is that...
And I'm just like, I still do that. I still call my parents. What are you getting at?
Yeah, and then we actually have a vehicle through which to post inane vacation pictures, and that is as you go and sparingly, because you'll take 500 pictures each day on your vacation, and you'll post 10. And they'll all be pretty good.
Some people post the same dumb things of dumb buildings.
Oh, yeah. You can't help. But there were some of those old people or those dumb guys. That's my point, is that, like, it's the same thing, but better. Like, if you just tell them, like, hey, you know all those dumbass pictures that no one wants to see? Now people kind of want to see them. So shut up.
Yeah, especially bored people.
Yeah, especially bored people. People made out of wood.
People
with no sense of humor. Those bored people.
It's just Pinocchio.
Those boarders. They're living in their boarding houses. They're just bored all day, and they just don't do... They don't do nothing, is what they do, those bored people. They're not for shit. Building houses out of bored people and filling them with shit.
Why are my walls yelling?
Why are they yelling? Why are they yelling?
Okay, here's the deal. So you were trying to describe to me, about Amazon Prime. Okay, so I am an Amazon Prime customer, although the other day I was super pissed and they didn't give me an option to spout off. There should be a spout off section. Excuse me.
Wow.
Because here's the thing. I ordered a stainless steel cat pooper scooper
on Saturday,
and it was an add-on item. So
you can bake the turds off of it over
an
open flame?
I'm not sure. It's supposed to do more, I'm sure.
It's like it's made out of stainless steel so that you can just cook it in a fire.
Yeah.
When you need to clean it.
Yeah. When you
it's like a sword. It's finely hewn. You just see a guy forging the shit literally out of his shit ladle.
Yeah. Well, when you have to do that, yeah.
Sure.
Don't get rude.
Why not?
Here's the thing. I ordered it on a Saturday. Last Saturday, I ordered it. A week ago today. They said it was supposed to be delivered by... It was a two-day free shipping.
Well,
by Wednesday, it was said it was supposed to be delivered by Wednesday at 8 p.m. I did not get it until like 5 o'clock on Thursday. And I was like, no way!
They probably had to hew it. You know, it had to be folded. You know,
I had to have a beautiful patina.
They make each one to order every time. They're like, oh, someone needs a cat
hand
pooper scooper.
Forged.
And then, and then like some grizzled vet of an iron forge just goes and pulls a bunch of stainless steel out of a thing. I don't think this is how it works. But it goes and pulls a bunch of stainless steel, a big blob of it, out of a thing and forges it into a taint scoop for cats.
Excuse me, while you're in it. And it's funny, the other day, Everett...
Well, in all seriousness, that might have been a merchant. Sometimes merchants, if they're fulfilled by Amazon, like, you have to look and see and make sure that they'll get it there on time, because it's not a guarantee when it's a merchant.
Well, I didn't say that, and they were dicks.
So anyway, you didn't see it.
Here's the thing. The reason I ordered it was because I wanted one that wasn't going to break, because we got a really nice one last time that was actually, like, super cute.
You got a solid gold encrusted turd scooper.
No, it was just a pretty one. Anyway, it broke. And so the kids are trying to do their chores and, like, scoop the poop with this, barely there scooper.
I would just say, Roscoe,
anyway,
you're right-handed, right?
That was, like, the one thing I really wanted to go get.
Use your left hand.
And I should
have just gotten it. Yeah, well. That's
but
like
then Axel's over there, like, pooping, like, down the side. And everyone's like, he's pooping right now. I'm like, let him.
My dog didn't eat my homework, but my cat did shit it.
My cat shat my homework.
Yeah, it's a cat shat. Once again, just get the stamp out that just says that, because I know.
What was that song? Not the the cat came back
the very next day.
The cat came back.
Thought it was a goner. I don't know what that song's called. Yeah. Maybe it's called like Rough Riding Through the Desert. I think is what it's called.
Yeah. I found a new cat on Instagram. I forget what its name is, but it's got, like, some sort of hair disease where it has, like, wild maniac hair and, like, crazy yellow eyes, and it's the coolest freaking cat. I'm like, how have I not known about this cat yet?
Well, you don't know about all the cats. I imagine that there are cats out there that we still
but
do not know about.
But I follow cats of Instagram. On Instagram.
That's supposed to be replete with all of the latest cats. I subscribe to Cat Daily, Cat Fanciful.
I should know.
Cat Fanciest. It's the supreme cat fancy.
I'm going to see if I can find this guy, because he was, if I'm telling you, he was a cutie. I don't know what he had. He had some sort of like excess of like.
There should be like a Twitter for cats called Whisker, and it just whisks you away to a magical kingdom of cats. Whisker.
Oh, that's adorable. Stop. Jason?
No?
I love it.
Oh, good.
Ooh, I'm going to follow this.
Sell it.
Too.
Or buy it. Actually, better yet, buy it from me. No.
Buy it!
$1 billion of Mark Zuckerberg's Kanye West money.
Why don't you Ken Gibbs money?
I'm just going to hover around Kanye West and Mark Zuckerberg and wait for that transaction, then just pirate it.
Dang it. I can't find this cat's name. It starts with an A. Have you seen the cat I'm talking about?
Advent calendar.
No.
Did you hear? That was an idea I had earlier today. Was, I have a massive throat. I have a bullfrog in my throat. That is clear. An advent contract. I have a theory that if there were chocolates hidden in contracts that you would find where you needed to initial and sign,
then people would be so much cuter than those little post-its.
Like, yeah, I don't know how you would do it, like, on the iTunes and stuff disclosures,
yeah,
but if they could mail it to you,
work on.
Like, people would still, like, you would finally read those things. It's like, oh, you actually have to read a contract. Just put, like, food in it, and people will actually read it for once. They should start putting food into books. Like just have, like, it's like a combination of a pop-up book and a buffet. Yeah.
Yes.
So you're just reading along regularly, and then there's obviously some hollow sections and some words missing, some large passages missing, but in place is like a candy or a brownie or something.
And then that would make it all okay. I'm not so mad anymore.
Well, yeah, you get the, like, I don't know, there's a hole in the story, but there's no longer a hole in your heart.
In my stomach.
Yeah, in the pages.
Oh my gosh, I'll find this.
The
cat.
Book is also edible. All the pages are made out of fruit roll up. That's why
it's so good.
Really
like
hard
that
to read.
Fruit stripe gum where you can make a print.
And then just like a fruit roll up, you don't eat it like in
you
a roll.
You make a tattoo on your tongue.
Oh.
Yeah, like when someone like bites like a bubble tape.
Well, the bubble tape and the fruit roll up, I'm the asshole who I just like a fruit roll up. I take the peel off and then I wad it up and I eat it. I'm like, just give me a fruit wad. I don't need a fruit roll up.
You know what? I'll just eat a strawberry.
I'll just dump a bunch of cocaine and sugar on a strawberry, and then I'll eat that. Okay.
Whoa. All right, that's going to be an interesting night there.
I'm going to walk away and get a beer real quick because I've got stupid...
Are you really going to walk away? Why don't we just shut this thing down?
Oh, okay.
It's already so good.
Well, I could just... wait, hold on a second.
Wait. Don't walk away yet because here's the thing. So why are some of the videos on Amazon Prime? So I add them to my watch list, okay? And then some of them say watch trailer and don't give me an option to purchase. Like, this is from the direct app. Like, I went through all the doors they wanted me to go through. I downloaded the app. I got it ready. And then it's still... Oh, excuse me. It doesn't even give me the option to buy. It, like, lets me watch the trailer. But then another one where it's Prime and it has a little like dog ear on it, it says watch now. Why can't I watch the other ones, and how do I even buy them, and how do I even decide if I want to buy them? I don't even know how much it is because I don't even have the option.
I don't know. I've always, if I can't watch it for free, it says like watch now and you have to pay money.
Yeah, it doesn't tell me that. That's what I'm saying. I don't have that.
You'll have to send me a screenshot or a link.
I will. I'm gonna send you a screenshot.
Screen shirt. Screen squirt. Oh, okay, gross. No, I have an idea for okay. I'm gonna walk away, okay. But I'm gonna guess how many steps it is to and from my refrigerator, and we'll see.
Okay, I'm gonna guess. Hold on, I'm gonna think. Mm-hmm. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
You have no idea.
8, 9. I'm gonna say from there and back. Are we counting all of them? Like all?
Yeah,
the way
round
there,
trip.
The
round trip.
I'm gonna give it 33 steps. Round trip.
33.
Go for
Who
it.
Who even does that?
Go!
Well, no, I gotta do my guess, too. I'm doing 20. Oh.
Go.
Hold on.
But no, because you control the steps. Do normal Jason steps.
Well, that's true, but I have to clear... I had to clear the way. There was something in my path. Okay.
And
okay.
Okay.
20, 19,
18... Jason! 16, damn it. 15, motherfucker.
14, 13,
12, he's such a dick. He's take...
11, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2,
power slide 1. Yes!